Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, real ass dude. Hell yeah, it's a Monday show. We're coming at you hard, right in your fucking ass cheeks. International superstar Zach D'Amico here. What's up, Ken?
You look like Evil Charlie Brown.
Evil Charlie Brown. Oh, I like that. I like that.
I like it. It's a good look for you.
If Charlie Brown was a fucking Mexican gang member.
Yeah.
How do you say Brown in Spanish?
Run.
Browno.
Branitos. Charlie.
He's like Carlos Brown.
Carlito Brown.
Carlos Brancia?
Marron.
Marron?
Marron?
Baron.
Isn't that Marron?
Italian,
isn't that like Italian for like.
It makes sense now.
Yeah. What does Marron mean? Like, fuck.
Marron is like mother of God.
Yeah. Fuck.
It's supposed to be like the Mother Mary, yeah. But you say it when you're pissed. Marron.
Oh, Marron.
Oh, Marron. I mean,
yeah.
The equivalent is like fucking cunt, bitch.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Or just like
fucking whore.
Yeah, what a bitch.
Yeah.
What a bitch life is. Marron. We don't really say that, right?
It's appropriation for us to say it.
Yeah. No, we don't say Marron, but we don't say anything. There's not.
We say
motherfucker.
I say curses or drat.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very incredible show plan today, by the way. You guys know him and love him from the Locker Room Talk podcast. Joe Gorman is back on the show.
What's up? What's up, bitches?
What's up, bitch?
What's up, motherfucker?
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Also from the No Offense podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Doug Yurim rejoins the show.
What's up, guys?
He's on fire.
Hell yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, we coordinated our outfits, dude.
Oh, yeah. I always wear black.
Me too,
I sweat
man.
Through every other color I fucking wear.
You're both dressed like pre-scandal Louis C.K.
Throne's vacant, dude. He's doing movies now.
Yeah, you guys look good though. I like it.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, buddy.
That's a good look.
All look fucking great, man. We're in the middle of a glow up, man.
Are we?
I think so.
Because everyone got so shitty during the pandemic,
gross,
that now it's like everyone's on their way to climb back up.
We're all going outside more. We're all doing shit.
Oh yeah, I'm very excited. Look, we have a great show planned today. Lots to talk about. Let's get to plugs right away, and then let's get into today's show. Doug Yurim, what do you got to plug?
I have the No Offense podcast. It comes out every Wednesday. Follow me on Instagram. At the Doug Yurim, whatever the fuck, and follow me over there. I got a bunch of dates coming up, so just go there and go look for yourself.
Joey Gorman.
Oh, hell yeah, man. As always, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Joe W. Gorman. I have a weekly podcast that I have with Matt Maron and Bobby Sheehan called Locker Room Talk. You can follow us on Patreon at Just Some Locker Room Talk. Please support us. I also have a monthly show at the Tiny Cupboard every last Wednesday of the month that I run with my fiance, Kelly Taylor. So come by and check that out.
I feel like you would live in a tiny cupboard.
I would love to. Beats the tiny closet I'm living in all the time.
Zach D'Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Me and Chris Vega are co-headlining in Rochester the last Saturday in August. Come hang out.
Lots of stuff coming up live. Me and Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone Tour, going down to Florida this month. August 11th, West Palm Beach Improv. August 12th, Signature Lounge in Tallahassee, Florida. August 13th, Jacksonville, Florida at the Eclipse Nightclub. Those tickets are selling very, very fast. Tallahassee, not so much. Come out, Tallahassee. Let's go. We'll also be in Cleveland, Ohio, rather, at the end of the month at Hilarities. Then for the first time ever, I'll be in Denver December 8th, Colorado Springs on September 7th. Lots of amazing stuff coming up, all culminating with Skankfest October 14th through 16th. We're giving away tickets every Monday. This is a Monday.
We're giving them away.
No, it's not. This isn't a Monday. This is a Friday now. We had to coordinate that a little bit better. This is a Friday. Luckily, today's Friday. And last Monday, congratulations to the winners these past 2 Mondays. Hell yes.
Nice, man.
Skankfest is happening in Vegas October 14th through 16th. We're doing crazy shit, just adding a bunch of stuff. Duncan Trussell just added to the already sold out lineup. Nice. We don't have to add more comedians.
It's sold out.
That's so nice.
We don't have to do that. We're just adding incredible acts. I think Dr. Drew might come out now. We had Whitney Cummins on the show. She might come out now. So, guys,
beautiful
listen,
woman.
If you're coming to Skankfest, you're going to have a fucking blast. It's going to be a wild time.
Yeah, Dr. Drew, beautiful woman.
So, lewisofskanks.com for tickets for all my live shows. And if you guys love this show, go subscribe to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for this show. You get instant access to the library for all the shows in the network. Legion of Skanks included thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else on the internet. Ad-free, uncensored, plus access to the racist live chat. Which is the most fun chat in the podcasting game.
Nice.
All right.
Oh, I do have to thank you, by the way.
Don't thank me yet.
Not yet. What are we waiting for?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if it's thankable.
Because of you, it was the first time I got recognized in comedy. Going up a fucking escalator. This show fucking... One fucking hot girl comes up to me, and nice. I get tapped on the shoulder. She's like, "You want RAP? Love that show." And I'm like, "Yeah,
a hot chick.
Yeah,
where is this slut?
This whore was at 42nd Street. She takes a 7 train every morning.
Every morning.
Around 7 o'clock.
Great.
Hell yeah. Racist live chat. You know what to do.
Yeah just follow her.
She's hot. What did she look like?
She was had like dirty blonde hair. Tight.
She was just blonde, but it was actually dirty.
She was a homeless. She was a real skank. She was a real fan of the
show. Dirty blonde hair.
Yeah, I didn't know how to fucking react. I never got recognized off of jack shit I've ever done.
Yeah. By the way, if you guys recognize us in the street, always come up to us and make us look cool.
Yeah.
Especially if we're with people.
Yeah. If I'm with a chick and you don't come up to me and fucking act like I'm a prince in your African country, like in Coming to America, one of my favorite scenes of any movie of all time. Yeah, do that every time. I want you to get on your knees. I want you to start crying. I want you to bow down to me. I want you to give me oral sex.
Yeah, wash the royal penis, man.
Yeah, exactly. I love that was my second favorite scene in that movie. The royal penis is clean, sir. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's always a class move. Somebody bought me and my wife drinks the other day because they recognized me, and I was like,
oh, that's beautiful, man. That's got to be a good feeling when you're recognized.
Well, I've done it for comics that I knew in real life, but I'll pretend I'm a fan.
Right.
Like, I saw a guy eating with a chick outside of a restaurant, and I was like, I'm going to make this guy. And I walked, I was like, hey, I'm so sorry to bother you, man. Just your new special was so funny, dude. I'm such a big fan, and it was just so cool to meet you. And then I fist bumped him, and I smiled and walked away.
I was at a bar in LA with a really hot chick. We were hanging out, and then she went to the bathroom, and then the bartender recognized me. He's like, "Oh, dude, I'm a huge fan." And then I was like, "Dude, chill. Save all this. She'll be right back." I stopped him, and I was like, "Yeah." And then she came back, and he was like, "Oh, hey, I'm a big fan." I was like, "There we go.
That a boy. You played that fucking perfect.
Dumbass. What are you, retarded? Wait till the hot woman walks away. You idiot."
In LA, too.
This is why you work
as
a bar back, you fucking loser.
That's fucking beautiful.
Dude, he makes terrible decisions in his life.
That's got to be nice.
Trying to go bar back later.
What'd you say, Doug?
It's got to be nice to be treated good in this shit. Just to be recognized. It was beautiful.
Once in a while, I get recognized a decent amount now. It's not bad.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm a very bombastic personality. So
they call him Mr. Bombastic.
Yeah, they do call him Mr. Bombastic.
Mr. Fantastic.
I'll be walking down the street and I will very often be loud, yelling. I'm on my phone. I'm very demonstrative with my hands and my gestures and my body. So if I'm within a couple blocks of you, you're going to know it. You know? You're a little more under the radar, dude.
Right.
You're not a fucking bombastic personality.
No, I'm very to myself.
You're like a wallflower.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I go unnoticed a lot.
Don't mind
me. Just sneak in there. Don't even pay attention. I'll be out of here in a minute. That's why I didn't know how to react. Somebody's tapping me on the shoulder. I turn around. It's this fuck it. She's like, "Can I have a picture with you?" I'm like, sure.
You should. Are you single?
Yeah.
Nice.
You're an idiot, dude.
What happened?
You're an idiot. I'm telling you right now.
But I'm not used to this.
You could have fucked this chick, dude. Here's how you do it, okay?
She goes,
"Let me get a picture with
tell
you.
Tell me what fame is like.
Let me tell you what happens. This is how you fuck your fans. This is how you take advantage and manipulate these young girls. You're in a position of power. They say that like it's a bad thing. No, no, no. Use that power to get vagina, Doug, okay?
I gotta fucking do this more often.
You gotta do this more often. So what you gotta do is, she's like, "Oh, can I take a picture with you?" Then what you say to her, and this is what a creep does.
Yeah.
Any male comic who does this is a true creep.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give the secret right now because I do it. But I admit that I'm a creep. I own my creepiness.
Wait, can I guess?
Please.
First thing.
Go ahead.
We should all guess.
Post it. Tag me on Instagram.
Bang.
Son of a fucking bitch. Bang. I didn't even think to do that.
Because then you got her contact.
That's what's up, nigga.
Oh, fuck, man.
So then she posted. God, she tags you on Instagram. And then all of a sudden you have a correspondence. She already thinks you're great, dude. You're a handsome dude. You're in shape. You're bald.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have been.
God damn it.
Knee deep in this fucking fan.
I was just more shocked that somebody even recognized who the fuck I was. Like,
he was a deer in headlights. Sure, in that
exactly. Yeah. That's all it was.
Shot
I was
himself.
Like,
Gorman would have fucking been in like
I
Flynn, right?
I would have said like, oh, I'll take the photo for you. Just hand me your phone, and then I say you don't get your phone back until you have sex with
fuck. Come on, bitch. I gotta write
then
these
send
down.
All of her nudes to yourself.
Yeah. Send them all. Yeah. Fucking text her boyfriend. It's over. That's how you do
Look
it.
What your whore girlfriend's
dude, Gorman,
doing when you're not
Gorman,
around.
Dude, Gorman's a player, dude. Gorman will get out there and just crush puss.
God dude. Fucking damn it!
You'll learn, dude. It takes time.
And I don't even know where that photo went. Like you said, she should have tagged me. I don't know where
she
that
shouldn't
photo
have tagged
was.
You.
It's on the this man assaulted me.
This man grabbed my ass on a train.
Yeah, the 7 train. If you see this man on the 7 train, he's a rapist.
Yeah, and it doesn't help with my eyebrows either. So.
It's all good, dude. No, you're a handsome guy. They won't accuse you of nothing.
Should have taken
it. You fucked up, dude. That's it.
Fucked up, man.
Yeah. Hey, there's only more to come, buddy.
Yeah.
Roman, are you single?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm married, dude.
Oh, you're married.
Remember
married.
How he said that he does a show once a month with his fiance?
Yeah.
Just now.
You know it's serious
if
I say it on the Real Ass Podcast, dude.
That's very true. It's very real ass.
I can't. You know how much pussy I'm giving up by saying like I'm off the market? This is the Real Ass Podcast. Baby.
Oh, by the way, the other Real Ass Podcast still hasn't changed their name.
Oh,
there's another one of these?
There's another Real Ass Podcast, and they also haven't put out another episode of their podcast.
How many episodes do they have?
They had like 3, and then, the Gomites swarmed. And
when did
it
start?
Judging from them, I think they went out to the store for cigarettes. And then
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It is Real Ass Podcast Watch. I suggest watching both, and,
But you own the domain, realassPodcast.com,
now. Yeah. No, I don't know who owns
it. Get on it, dude.
Trademark.
What if somebody on the Racist Live chat buys that fucking domain, and then you don't have it?
Yeah, maybe they will. Hey,
I hope they don't.
Dude, please don't.
I hope they don't.
Please don't buy realizepodcast.com.
Don't. You don't want to hurt Lewis like that. Come on, guys.
I'm fine. Please go buy it. We just bought skankfest.com back. Nicole Arbor bought it years ago, unless she let it expire, and then somebody else bought it, and now we just paid a pretty penny for it.
Nah. It's worth it. It's an investment.
Yeah. Like, pretty penny.
Like six-figure pretty penny?
No, not
that. Do you own skankfest.org?
No, we own skankfest.net, though.
That's just as good. Yeah. Net.com, that's all good. .gov, that's the one to get.
Net.com. What's going on with you, Joe?
I'm just chilling, man.
What's going on today? You're trying to out-alpha me left and
no,
right.
No, dude, I'm just on Adderall.
I don't know what's going on here, dude. Don't fuck with me, Joe.
Ah, come on.
Don't fuck with me, dude. I know. You out alpha Doug Yurum all day long.
I didn't. I'm fucking building. This is the one who everyone wants to have sex with.
We know what you did. You dressed up in a dirty blonde wig. Followed Doug around in the morning.
I'll tag you. I promise.
You fucking hot Bugs Bunny, dude.
So, let's see. What do I got to do today? I got to fucking bring my car back.
Again
today? Well, yeah, I got into another fender bender.
Jesus Christ, Lewis!
Got into another fender bender, but that's not even why I'm bringing it in today. I'm bringing it in because it's got a bubble.
Where?
On the tire. Tire bubble, and apparently tire bubble's not good.
Really bad.
Zach, we went on like a 4-hour trip with a tire bubble.
Oh. What exactly is a tire bubble for those of us that don't have a driver's license?
It's so you have your tire, and then there's a bubble on it.
But it's inflatable, right?
Yeah, but those things break so fucking easy.
So I what I think happens is the inner lining of the tire sort of gets a break, and then
right
there.
Yeah, air will get in essentially between. So it's just at any given moment,
it's going to explode.
That's going to explode, and my car's going to flip over again and again and again on the highway. And I've been driving on it for weeks with this tire bubble.
Oh my God.
For weeks. I didn't realize it was a big deal. Somebody said that in Albany? Was it Albany? Where were we? Somebody said, get a tire bubble. I was like, thank you.
Is that why?
So I'm looking at my tires, weirdo.
I remember.
Oh, is that why people like kick a tire to test the integrity of a car?
No.
Nah. No. They kick the tires just to make sure the tire pressure's all right.
For tire pressure.
Wait, where are you? You're taking it to the dealership for the tire?
Yeah.
Dude, don't do that.
Why?
I'll send you to these fucking Dominicans in Newark.
No, dude, you got to have a very specific tire.
Don't get
that
it.
Comes in. No.
They come off wrecks and shit like that, or they're stolen.
No. You know what, dude? I'm just going to pay the $300 for the tire. It's not a big deal, dude. I'm fine. I'm fine, Doug.
It's cheap of me.
Yeah, I'm not. The cheaper route isn't always the best route. Very often, when you go for the cheaper route, you end up paying more money in the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Telling you it works, though.
That's some Lewis knowledge.
Yeah. Well, look, I've talked about this for a long time on the show. This is why I try to steal a little something from every store that I'm in.
Attaboy.
Because then you're just money saved.
Yeah.
Money saved. A ton of money. So then I can splurge on tires a little bit, you know? Okay, if you're over 21 years old and you guys are in the market for Kratom, you should buy your Kratom wholesale at YoKratom.com. YoKratom.com is home of the $60 kilo. They're the marquee sponsors for Skankfest, and we love them as a company and as a product.
Absolutely. Guys, you've noticed the price of everything has been going up this year, whether it's your rent, filling up your car, going to the grocery store. YoKratom.com is consistent with a $60 kilo of Kratom delivered to your door. So you can stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations, getting a little bit of Kratom at a time. Get a kilo delivered to your door, you animal.
Yeah, right now, YoKratom.com. Go support them. There's no promo code. They already got the best price possible. All right, where were we? So this is an interesting story. Shannon told me about this one with glee. It was very strange that Shannon liked this story. There was some kid who was, I guess, hired a, they chartered a helicopter, him and his friends and family. Right, Shannon?
Yeah, they actually had two. He had one that he was on with his two friends, and then his parents were on a separate,
helicopter, yeah. Right?
Two helicopters.
Yes. And explain what happened, because you read the whole story.
Yeah.
What happened?
So the kid is 22. Him and his friends got off the helicopter. They were escorted off the tarmac. Then he ran back out onto the tarmac with his phone while everyone yelled at him not to, because now they're moving the vehicles around. And he was either trying to take a selfie or was on his phone and not paying attention. And he ran right into the blade.
Beautiful.
How do you run into the blade? Is you're tall enough to run into a helicopter blade? How is that possible?
I guess so. It says the helicopter's rotor blade.
Is that the back blade?
The back rotor, yeah. So he got fucking caught.
Oh, there's the no back way he's one. Just the fucking top.
Dude, that thing, that was like in The Sopranos. You're
yeah, the way when
close.
Silvio was almost killed Johnny while he was pissing.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's going to fuck your wife but me.
What the fuck you doing?
What the fuck?
Close.
You stand
too close.
Dude, isn't it great being a dude?
Oh, it is.
We can just sit and quote scenes from The Sopranos and then all laugh and go, it is great.
It is.
We all knew where we were going.
Sopranos all fucking day. Love that show. My number 10 time through, my friend.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
You're watching it again?
Again. It never gets old. And you pick up little things that are new to you every fucking time you watch it.
Like what? Give me an example.
Like, I found out last time through why they called Big Pussy Big Pussy. Like, I had no idea
why
they called. Because he was a cat burglar. And pussy fucking cat. So then, his name is Big Pussy.
I had no
idea.
I didn't know. Well, you find something every day. Nice. There we go.
And that Silvio knew that Tony killed Christopher, that he suffocated him. Because when they're telling him the story, like, oh, Chris's ribs were smashed so bad, his lungs collapsed, and Silvio just raises his eyebrows, knowing full well Tony fucking killed him in that fucking car accident.
Do you think Paulie Walnuts was going to betray Tony and take over the mob?
Yeah.
I think Paulie
had
that
a lot to do with it.
That is, because he's the only one in the crew that didn't get hit.
Yeah.
And he passes that hit off to Patsy to kill fucking Leotardo. So it was like, Paulie. And then that's why he takes the job as the captain of the
All right. You can go through the whole fucking story, you know.
I could go through it all.
This kid died. And Shannon told me the story with glee. She was happy. She's like, he's a fucking rich kid. One less rich kid in the world.
Oh, Jesus.
But he's also very entitled. I mean, he's going against the rules and what he's supposed to do in this situation. He wasn't paying attention.
He's a child.
He thinks he's above everything. Yeah. He's not going to get better as a person as he gets older.
He probably would. We all learn and get better as a person. Who I was at 22 versus who I am now, it is, night and day difference.
But he's rich. He's not going to, learn any good lessons.
Yeah, it's like...
What if he went and created a company that fucking changed the world, that changed the way that we communicate?
Now, Shannon, I need you to understand something. Much like the guy who got behind the counter of the convenience store, Lewis is always going to side with the person who's not paying attention because they're on their phone.
I'm just saying, doggy. He was fucking.
He's a message to Hot Plus on Instagram.
Is there a picture of the kid?
Yeah, let's see what this dead.
Wait, is he dead?
Yeah, it's a bunch of ground up lunch meat.
They actually, because his parents' helicopter was following right behind, they actually diverted that helicopter.
Shannon, you have video of this, right?
Yeah, let's pull up a video of him getting.
You have a video of his head exploding from being chopped with the helicopter. Am I correct?
Yeah.
There's probably a few angles, if I had to guess.
Yeah. Yes, like a food processor.
Yeah. What was the kid's name? Maybe pull up the picture in the meantime and tell me the kid's name. Very, very sad.
Reginald.
His name.
We call him Flat Top Man.
Valorian. Oh, look. Yeah, good riddance.
Of course he got hit by a helicopter blade. Yeah. He's an ass.
Enjoy those abs in hell.
Wait, go back to the helicopter.
Yeah, I want to see what got him.
Wait, where's the blade? I don't even see
the
back blade.
It's the one in the it's not that one.
I don't even see it. I don't see the blade.
Maybe he fell off a roof and onto the blade.
Is that fucking thing in the way?
I don't know where a rotor blade is.
The rotor
blade's
probably
in the back. It should be.
Is that
Zoom in. Enhance.
No way he fucking hit that one.
I can't zoom in.
Maybe it was a murder.
Fine, Shannon,
trying to
in the
cover
meantime,
it up.
In the meantime, yeah, maybe find the video of the moment of impact.
Look, if we can't find the back road, I think this guy was fucking killed. Somebody killed him, and they're covering it up. Like, oh, he walked in. We tried to stop him. Who benefits from this boy's death?
I don't know.
His parents.
Not there. We go.
Shannon. Maybe Shannon does. Why are you so happy, Shannon? Did you murder this kid?
No, it is sad that they were trying to make the parents not see. The terrible carnage that was on the
Nazi.
Tarmac.
I heard her say Nazi. Hell yeah.
How many people do you think a year die because they were taking a selfie?
Millions.
A lot. I'm going to say at
it's
least
gotta be
10,000.
That seems
it's
like
definitely
a lot.
In the thousands.
But like people, like bitches that like fall off cliffs and shit.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Well, remember all those people were dying taking those fucking owling photos when they would be on top of shit and they'd just fall off a cliff, fall off of a fucking tower. It was amazing.
I did find one angle of it.
Oh, let's see.
Here we go. Let's see some dead people.
Blood and guts.
Oh my God. That was terrible.
That was from Species 2, the second
parents.
One.
The parents after killed themselves.
Oh, the parents after killed themselves. That's wild, dude.
Wait, the parents
that's gory, dude. Wow. Do you have any other angle, Shannon?
1 second.
Here we go.
That's poor kid.
He'll be fine.
Yeah. What are you going to do? He's going to be fine. He won't be fine. He's dead, dude.
Well,
he's
no.
He teaches us never to split up from.
Oh, my God. The blade hit him right in the head, Shannon.
You know, you could have just showed us the Twilight Zone footage and actually showed us somebody getting killed by a helicopter.
I don't know.
You know, she's not good at producing in real time, dude. If you give her a day or two,
she's great.
Of it,
no, she's doing a great job.
That was all funny.
It was a great bit.
It's a great bit. let's see. Taco Bell manager throws boiling water at a customer trying to correct her order.
Nice.
Oh, good.
Now I'm talking. That's what I'm talking about.
Let's see.
Oh, there's pictures of this fucking burnt bitch.
Yeah.
It's a video. It's hard to really tell, but I'll tell you real quick what happened first.
Is there audio?
There's no audio. It's just like one, like a closed caption, closed circuit video, whatever
those
are called.
Those are often
CCTV.
Violent.
CCTV.
But what happened was before, apparently they went in and they had gotten their order wrong 3 times. So she was arguing with the counter person, and then the supervisor came out from behind.
Oh, damn. Good. And just fucking supervisor with a big pot of boiling water.
Oh, let's see this.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, this is going to look great. Oh, my God.
Oh, she just gave her a fucking Baja Blast.
No, wait a minute. You can see the customer mouth, yo quiero caliente agua.
Which one's the one that gets burned? Let's take a guess.
Here we go. Yeah, it's got to be the...
The fat one?
Yeah.
Of course.
She's
the one that's like most
niece.
Invested in the meal.
So they're arguing right now?
Yeah.
Well, what did they order? That's the most important thing here.
I don't know.
Probably like a Mexican pizza, and they're like, we're out of Mexican pizzas.
Crunchwrap Supreme. They're like, there's no crunch this.
Let me see. Oh, on the phone, too. Multitasking.
I wish I was on that phone call.
Yeah, placing a refried bean order.
What?
So she throws one, and then she goes back to get another.
Well, they crossed the counter. That's why.
I'm melting.
Oh, that girl took it right to the fucking face.
Dude, wow, that's
wild. Oh, that's beautiful. God look damn. At that.
Damn.
Live Moss, bitch.
I feel like anyone that works in like food service or customer service has I would love to throw boiling water
on
this
think
fucker.
About like all the shit that's had like the fucking bodega guy gets beat up for chips. Yeah. Another dude gets stabbed because there's not enough mayo on a Subway sandwich. You're not gonna take any chances now. Of course you're gonna throw boiling hot water on two irritated
who the fuck
twats.
Complains about a Taco Bell a fast food or like, oh, they fucked up next time.
Yeah, no shit. I got Taco Bell. That's part of the contract of going to Taco
Absolutely.
Bell. Absolutely. I am going to get kind of what I ordered.
Yeah.
By the way,
especially later.
How do you fucking? It's going to be the same thing no matter what.
That's true.
Same ingredients,
just in a different tortilla.
Yeah. Calm down, Jim Gaffigan's. Remember that Gaffigan bit?
No.
No.
You know, it's a famous Jim Gaffigan bit. He's like, I'll take a taco. What is that? And I was like, what's in a taco? He's talking about a white person being in a Mexican restaurant. He's like, meat, cheese, vegetables, and a shell, blah, 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 blah. It's like, what's in a quesadilla? It's like, meat, cheese, blah, 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 blah. And then he does it again.
Nice.
And again. Come on, guys. You know
should
the
use
bit.
That I have no
you
idea.
You know the bit? You know the Gaffigan bit?
It's repetitive. Mexicans.
I really don't know that one.
Come on, folks. Pull up the Gaffigan bit, Shannon. That's it. I'm not going to fucking.
Lewis's face. No. Like, come on, you guys know.
You got it. You guys got it. Come on. I know you got it. There we go.
I'm silly because I am Dominican. Yeah. I love Mexican food. It's essentially all the same ingredients, but as a waiter, you'd have to deal with those stupid questions. You know, people would be like, hey, what's nachos? Nachos? That's tortilla with cheese, meat, or vegetables.
What the? Zach, he's stealing your bit.
Tortilla with cheese, meat, or vegetables. What's a tostada? Tortilla with cheese, meat, or vegetables. What's a taco? Is this that hard to follow? Like, it's all the same. Mexican food is all the same. It's almost like 100 years ago, some guy stood up in Mexico and was like, look, everyone, we don't have that many things here. Maybe a couple pyramids the Incas left us, but what we do have is one
African rules.
Hell yeah.
African rules. Hell yeah, dude.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention. I never saw it before.
All right. So we edit that all together. All right, calm down, Jim Gaffigans.
All right, hold on, Lewis. I got this commercial real quick. You ever have a guy? You know a guy that knows a guy? Well, I got a guy for you. And it's my friend, RockAuto.com. They've been in business for 20 years, and while every other business in this country might be raising prices or low on stock, when it comes to auto parts, your guy, RockAuto.com, has got you. If you have a used car, it's probably appreciated in value. The car market is hot, which is why now is the time to keep your car well maintained. So check out RockAuto.com. If you're looking for auto parts, this is the best place, period. And you don't even really need a promo code or anything because their pricing is already that good. Just check the box that says you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. So check it out, rockauto.com, for all the auto parts you need at amazing prices. Let's get back into the show.
Can I have another coffee, please? Gracias. Gracias.
I would love to see the Nick DiPaolo version of that joke. That would be so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
Some racial slurs thrown in there.
Yeah.
These fucking Mexicans got rah, rah, rah.
That is crazy. First of all, the fact that you guys are siding with the Taco Bell manager is psychotic.
Why?
These women were complaining about their order, rightfully so. Mm. If the order was not perfect, you don't assume that a fucking fast food order is going to be wrong. That's crazy.
What? You get what you pay for with fast food. It's like a $1.50 taco.
Yeah, you should get the taco. What do you want me to say? That's the
you
contract.
You get something.
Look.
But dude, it's like he said, they did go behind the counter.
Did she go behind the counter?
They did go behind the counter.
And then you got a face full of hot water.
No, I think they got a face full of hot water first, then they went behind the counter.
No, they were behind the counter. They were getting hot water, and they were like, don't come back here. And they were like, I'm going to come back there.
I mean, it would make these people fucking think twice when they're going to fucking stab another. Yeah.
Rewind, did they really go behind the counter?
Yeah.
They were on their way if they weren't.
Go back.
There,
right?
That bitch got her weave melted.
This is Taco Bell. They treat you like shit. If you want to be called nice word, you go to Chick-fil-A if you want to be called nice word.
Where is there anybody behind the counter? They're talking in front of the counter.
Seen here.
The first one was thrown. Hold on, pause it. All I've seen right now, pause it.
No, that's not. It wasn't thrown yet.
No,
they switched to another angle.
Yeah.
And it's not in chronological.
All right, go. Because it didn't look like she came with one pot of thing through it.
She's probably calling the police, right, actually. There.
Yep, they crossed the line.
All right, you know what? Is that the new standard? You go behind the counter, anything goes?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it should be like getting
on
stage.
That's a great idea.
But, you know, conversely, if you beat the manager, then it's your restaurant.
That is true.
There's checks and balances.
Oh, great. Now it's a KFC / Taco Bell.
I mean, I guess if that's the new standard in life, you go behind the counter, you get whatever's coming to you.
Yeah.
Because we watched that guy get stabbed to death by that deli.
I remember years ago, there was a video, the guy took like a big piper and a thick antenna and beat the shit out of the guy in the McDonald's.
Nice.
I think that's the bit. If you cross the line behind the counter, carte blanche to fuck you up.
I completely agree. It's a great fucking... That's your home, right?
Yeah, dude, nobody even wants to be at a Taco Bell.
You know what? Didn't we do this for a while, Shannon? Were we coming up with real-ass rules?
This is so long ago.
This is so long time. You know, we're starting them over.
Real-ass
rule number one, the real-ass commandments. Thou shall... No, not thou shall. Fuck that. That's hack. We're just going to have our own rules. Fuck the commandments. I'm being an idiot, dude. Are you trying to out-alpha me on my own show, dude? It's not a commandment, dude. These are real-ass rules, okay? Number one, if you go behind the counter, you get what's coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Put it down, Shannon.
Yeah, it's the same rule somebody got on stage with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody crossed the stage. What about when people put their feet up on the stage? Do you kick them off?
Yeah, I kick them off.
Yeah. All right.
I say, oh, get comfortable, man. Relax.
I give them
and they're like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, I spend a good 2 minutes riffing on about how it's not their house.
Right.
I get some cheap laughs and I kick their feet off the stage. Yeah, so also, you know, this even also in taco news, in other taco news.
You really do look like you host the taco news. Yeah.
In other taco news, the Choco Taco.
Oh, yeah.
Is being discontinued.
No, son of a bitch.
Well, I think it's like, remember like a few years ago when they said, oh, we're discontinuing Twinkies? I think it's just like a PR move to...
they're
like
going to take 6 months off.
Yeah, and then they'll be rebranded.
Did they discontinue Twinkies?
They did for a hot minute. Well,
they rebranded the Choco Dial, right? So they don't call the Choco Dial the Choco Dial anymore. I think it may simply be a chocolate-covered Twinkie, but that's what a Choco Dial is.
That's all it is?
Yeah.
I never even heard of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you snacking on? Let's go. Ice cream and ice cream snack edition. What are you snacking? God, my sister's annoying.
You still talk to your sister?
Yeah, she's fucking... I bought her daughter a Nintendo Switch. Now she's asking me to buy her games for it.
Nice, dude.
Oh, shit.
Well, buy her some games.
I know. Here.
But just get her money. Fortnite. You can play Fortnite for free.
Well, she's playing Fall Guys for free. Yeah. She's seven, dude. She's not playing Fortnite.
Why not?
I guess seven-year-olds play Fortnite, but not little girls.
Some of them do.
Yes, they do. But she's not good. She's terrible. She's fucking god-awful at video games. Those games you need fucking good, like...
eye-hand coordination.
Yeah. Hand-eye coordination. So what's snacking on? Ice cream sandwich type edition. What's your favorite type of ice? I loved the Choco Dial. Not the Choco Dial, sorry, the Choco Taco. When I worked at KFC, Taco Bell, edit it all. This has to be perfect. I'm not going to be dumb on my own podcast, all right? So fucking you figure it out.
All right, it's rule number two. Starts today.
Figure it out, bitches. Make me sound good, okay? Either way, when I worked at Taco Bell, they used to sell Choco Tacos.
Really?
So I'm extremely familiar with the Choco Taco. Yeah, it was the only dessert that they had at the time when I worked there. This is like, you know, 20-some-odd years ago. So Choco Taco, solid. If you guys don't know what a Choco Taco is, essentially it is shaped like a taco. You have an ice cream cone taco shell. Yes.
That thing.
And then inside of it, it's swirled with chocolate, vanilla ice cream, and then topped with a fucking nice little thingamajigger. Very good.
I didn't know Klondike made those.
Did not know it either.
That's wild.
No idea.
They'll be back.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why? Well, give me some details here. Why was it discontinued, Shannon? Nobody's buying them anymore?
They just tweeted, unfortunately, the Choco Taco has been discontinued in both 1-count and 4-count packs. A necessary but unfortunate part of this process is that we sometimes must discontinue products, even a beloved item like Choco Taco. That's all that they said.
It'll be back.
They say, we know this is very disappointing and hope you'll try our other delicious frozen treats.
What are some of their other treats?
Well, the Klondike bar.
The Klondike bar, I
That's I would lose people. The Klondike bar.
Sucks.
The Klondike bar is hot garbage, dude. The Choco Taco is a superior treat. The problem is, I will say, the marketing behind Choco Taco never really got off the ground.
Yeah.
Is it?
Because they focused on the Klondike bar.
What the fuck even is it? A Choco Taco doesn't even tell you that it's an ice cream treat in the name. No. You don't even know that... You know, and Klondike is enough of a brand where they don't really need it. There needed to be an education process for the Choco Taco.
There's enough space for both. In the
what
ice
is your
cream
ice cream man comes to town? What is the one time he comes down, you see him?
Yeah.
What do you get off the truck?
I get the strawberry shortcake.
The strawberry
ice cream bar
shortcake.
That's right.
Wow. It's a very simplistic move.
I'm a simplistic man.
They're not actually that good. I've tried a strawberry shortcake in recent times. I have tried one.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, that was my thing. Strawberry shortcake all the live long day, right? Guess what?
What?
Not that good. Tastes very synthetic.
Yeah.
It does not taste even like strawberry. You know, sometimes you eat something that says strawberry flavoring, and you're like, all right, at least they've nailed what strawberry tastes like, kind of. Strawberry shortcake tastes like pink. It tastes like pink and little fucking nuggets, right? Not that good. Little breaded nuggets.
I love it, man. What do you eat at the ice cream truck?
What am I getting at the ice cream truck? That's a good question. First, Doug Yerim, you answer. I'm serious right now. What's your snack on? One of my favorite segments on this show. So I'm not going to take it. Yes, Natalie, do you have a specific? She
May
does.
I contribute one?
Chocolate tacos, right?
Hell yeah, obviously.
Only melted.
I'm especially devastated that they're discontinuing them. No, the Oreo cookie ice cream sandwich.
The Oreo cookie ice
it's
cream
like sandwich. It's like Oreos on top and cookies and cream ice cream.
I'm never a cookie and cream guy. I think that cookie and cream is some basic bitch shit. I have no respect for people who get cookies and cream. Oh, so this is the whole.
Oh, that's what they have instead?
Oh, these are Klondike ones.
Oh, but Klondike makes that shit too?
Yeah, these are all crazy.
Why, I've never seen like a Boston cream, but they're like, oh, there's no space for the chocolate.
What are these fucking ice cream donuts, dude? They're making me furious.
The Cronuts at the bottom, I bet.
They also have.
No, put up menu on an ice cream truck, Shannon. That's what I want. Fuck Klondike.
I wonder if they still sell Choco Tacos in like bulk, because they said they're not going to sell them individually, but I wonder if like ice cream guys can get like big fucking cases of it. Ooh. And sell it at an inflated price for like, $8 for the now discontinued Choco Taco.
Yeah,
but you have to have an ice cream.
I have a new business idea, by the way, as we're talking about this. It's called Mr. Blunt's Unlimited. And we sell blunts and glass and kratom and CBD and Delta 8. And it's one of these shops, right?
Nice.
But I like the name, Mr. Blunt's Limited. But we also have an international snack section where you can get like snacks where you can only get from different parts of the world. They're very expensive.
Somebody sent me yesterday that they bought Faygo and those fucking Korean Doritos that you got in Jersey.
Yeah, dude. Well,
remember how fucking good those were?
I was inspired by it. I went to a place that they just had like a wall of like foreign snacks.
And well, it was brilliant. It was a head shop.
Yeah.
It was a head shop. Was it a head shop?
Yeah, you went to go get papers.
Am I just stealing the idea of this head shop?
You went to go get papers.
did I walk into a head shop and I'm taking their entire
idea? Okay, we were
but you're putting it on a truck. It's
a lot
no,
of
it's not a truck. This is Once Unlimited. Yeah. This is a whole big superstore.
Lewis, we were at the Stress Factory, and Lewis didn't have a bowl of rolling paper.
Yes, it was a head shop. I want to steal that head shop's idea.
They had a wall of exotic snacks because they knew you were walking in high.
Right.
And Lewis paid $10 for a bag of Doritos.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, I forgot about this entire experience, dude, by the way.
I didn't. Trust me. These Doritos, dude, I can't remember what they were. They were a Korean kind. They were yellow. They were so fucked. They were like maybe some type of hot honey.
Yeah.
Oh, like the chicken.
I went and got a second bag. They were so good.
They were so fucking good.
Get the fuck out of here.
In different countries, they have like just different flavors that you can't get anywhere else. Anyway, pull up the ice cream truck menu.
Yeah. You're looking at this menu a long ass time.
All right, so if I'm feeling ice cream, I'm going Chipwich. I'm a big Chipwich guy. If I'm feeling fruity, which I am frequently, I'm going Screwball.
Yeah. You know what they don't have on here? The WWE ice cream.
They haven't had that in years.
Fucking delicious.
Those were amazing.
Something on here, dude. I mean, is that a King Cone up in the top corner? I'm probably going King Cone. I mean, they would have a King Cone on the menu either way. I'd go if I'm going chocolatey and ice creamy, I'm going King Cone unquestionably. Unfucking questionably.
That's a very good choice.
If I'm feeling fruity, I'm going to go with the orange creamsicle. One.
Also a very good choice.
I'm a creamsicle fan.
Creamsicle's good.
Yeah. What are you doing, Joe? What you snacking on? What you snacking on? Ice cream truck.
I'm not going to get bullied. I'm sticking with the strawberry shortcake. I was born eating the strawberry shortcake ice cream. I'll die eating it. And my kids are going to eat it too. I don't care that it's synthetic.
You look like somebody that lives in Candyland.
Absolutely.
Shannon, what you get? What you snacking on? If you could, because you're vegan now, right? How boring is that?
Yeah, I used to like the chocolate eclair bars.
Oh, it's the same thing, like that fucking thing, but strawberry, right?
And then also, which isn't on here, but remember the Fred Flintstone push pop?
Yeah.
I used to like those.
I just like the shape of it.
Yeah. Do you also remember the frog one? The one that was like a frog on a stick and had the two M&M eyes?
Remember Buffalo Bill?
Yes. Buffalo. Yeah.
No.
Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill, bitch. Don't fucking Buffalo Bill me. That's a. That was the guy from...
Ice cream?
I'd fuck me.
I'd lick me.
I'd lick my own ice cream cone. Shannon, Buffalo Bill was a good one. The frog one was a great one. What are the candy eyes?
The Ninja Turtle was the same as the frog.
Bubble Bill had a big old piece of bubble gum for a nose, and he had a pink old face. Chocolate. I don't know what type of ice cream it was. Bubble Bill was a solid one, though.
It was like bubble gum flavored ice cream, wasn't
no,
it?
No, stop it.
It was fucking horseshit.
I hated the bubble gum in the ice cream.
Yeah, it was fucking like they had those cotton candy swirl things. Those were fucking god awful.
Too much. No. I don't like any of that. I like at the end of at the end of the king cone, do you get the chocolate at the bottom of the cone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the screwball had the gumball on the bottom.
But I don't like an ice cold gumball to break my teeth on.
Yeah. Well, that was the same thing with like fucking ice cream sandwiches and chipwit. Like if it was in the freezer for too long, the cookie was dog shit.
Yeah.
It was fucking hard and like you couldn't break through.
I just got a bag of snacks the other day from the deli that was a bag of just the bottom of the king cone. So it's like a little bit of cone with the chocolate in it. I have some here if you want them.
That was in the yes, give me a piece right now, you whore.
Let me see if
I'm on a diet, but I need one. That sounds so good.
Yeah, just one little
cone. Wait a minute. How do they even do that?
Because it's just little ice cream cones.
It's just, there's no real ice cream in it. It's just chocolate with cone on the outside.
Let me see it.
Lewis right thinks they're throwing away the rest of the cone, like when they take the elephant out.
It's little Mexican kids not finishing
what a waste
it.
Of ice cream.
Wait, so this is...
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Hold it up to the camera.
Filled with milk chocolate. Oh, I understand. All right, so can I say, in my defense, I didn't think it was... manufactured. I thought you went to like a candy store and you know how you like put
in
different types of candy. Yeah. So that's what I thought it was. And I was like, why do they do that? That's a lot of detail. Right, I'll do one. This is huge. This is literally exactly the end of a king cone.
Perfect. Yeah.
They should market it that way. They should say end of king cones.
It just suit, I guess.
It says just the fun part. What? This is a great company. I'm gonna let's steal this idea.
You should put them in the freezer for an authentic experience.
It's a great idea. Bust your fucking teeth on them.
I did put them in the freezer.
Oh, I'm smart.
No, I'm good. I don't need it.
All right, assholes.
Just let Lewis break his fucking diet. Just make him feel guilty.
I had one. It's phenomenal.
You want another one?
No, shut it. Get it away from me. Get it out of the room.
Just the fun part.
You know how you were saying that strawberry is a bad fake flavor?
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
Did I talk about it on this show that I found out about why banana candy doesn't taste like bananas?
Why?
I think you did say this to me, but go ahead.
I apologize for repeating myself. I thought there was another kind of banana that went extinct in like the 40s or the 50s, and it was a much sweeter banana.
Plantain?
It was a different kind of banana entirely. And the banana candy that we have, that flavoring is based off of that banana that no one alive pretty much now has had.
Whoa.
Get the fuck out. How does a fucking banana go extinct?
It was a different, like, the same as, like, there's strains of weed.
GMOs and shit.
Speaking of exes stinking, go support Karen Fian's OnlyFans.
Oh, that's it. There was something called Panama disease, which was a fungus that wiped out the species of banana.
Bummer.
But that's what banana candy is flavored like, and that's why banana flavoring doesn't taste like bananas.
I had no idea. But none of the flavoring really tastes like anything you act like. Watermelon don't taste like
cherry,
watermelon.
Cherry tastes like cherry. Watermelon kind of does. It depends on what it is. If it's good. Yeah.
Green
like a
apple.
Watermelon Jolly Rancher doesn't taste like a fucking piece of watermelon. Tastes like synthetic shit. It's fucking horrendous.
Oh my God. What is my stupid whore sister doing?
Need you to buy games.
Yeah,
that's why you don't buy the kids anything. They keep asking.
I just sent her $40 for a game. She goes, the game is $60, and my account's negative $25. Oh. So is she expecting me to get her account to fucking normal? It's crazy.
It's family. You have to do
don't
that.
Don't do
it. No, fuck her.
No,
whoa,
that's kind of nuts.
Whoa.
That's kind of nuts.
That is wild.
It's crazy.
Raise your damn kid and buy your damn kid video games.
I can't. I can't deal with it anymore. All right. So that's it. Let's go to video. Bronx driver slams into pedestrian.
Oh, no.
And what happens next?
Ooh, we got a video.
Will shock you.
She's pregnant?
So stop the video after after the impact.
Bang. Oh.
That was it?
Well, all right, so hold on. You can play it a little bit.
Play it at 1,000 times speed.
So then what happens? The person stops, and then pause it.
Oh. Oh, my God, they're going to take their shit.
Oh, too late, Shannon.
Jesus Christ.
I hit it when you said stop.
What happens next will shock you. Yeah, they rob him, dude. The pedestrians in the car rob the guy.
He can't fight back.
That's crazy.
Look at that.
Dude, that's some Grand Theft Auto shit.
That is Grand Theft Auto as fuck right now.
Just waiting to see the floating money over the fucking body.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
3 stars.
That is cold-blooded.
Yeah, that's wild.
Now, do you think they hit him on accident, or they went, let's hit
this
guy?
No, it looked pretty... Dude, they didn't even slow down. They didn't even try... They swerved directly
into him. No, I think they probably hit him on accident.
And then went, let's rob him?
Maybe. Yeah, you might as well.
That's a quick conversation. Like, let's rob him.
But, like, they got the license of the car, right, on the camera?
Yeah, but it's stolen, probably.
Yeah, they don't have the guys in custody.
Don't matter.
No. They're still at large.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
What happened to the guy? Did he die?
No.
Oh.
No.
What a fun... Fun Uber ride that would have been for the passenger,
wallet.
Though.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have any ID or fucking medical, they can't admit him into the hospital, right?
Yeah, they can. They have to take you into the hospital.
They can?
Yeah, you can. That's a great scam, that too. You don't have to give... You could just say you forgot your wallet when you go to the emergency room to get something done, and then just give them the wrong information. They have to see you. They can't turn you away.
Good, dude. Because American health is fucking garbage anyway.
Garbage.
So yeah, you should be able to get that shit done anyway.
I completely agree. Let's talk about this. Flashy Brooklyn pastor gets robbed at gunpoint during a live streamed sermon for over $1 million in jewelry.
Mm. Jesus.
He got robbed? Where was God?
So you can just see a little bit of when they actually come into the room at the beginning of this.
Yo. All right.
Whoa. Oh, wow. These are professionals.
They didn't rob a church, though. They're robbing... the guy has $1 million in jewelry on. I got to be honest with you. I just don't feel bad. You can't really also say that, like... Are they robbing the church, or are they robbing the pastor specifically of his...
Did they take the collection?
Rob that false prophet of his fucking gold and wealth,
dude. Strip him down. Make him walk through the streets naked. That's crazy.
Yeah, they robbed him and his wife and just jewelry. It has the list in the article, but just jewelry, it was $1 million worth of jewelry.
May I... I think they're in on it.
Probably.
Yeah. I think they. He has all that insured.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to have a whole new $1 million worth of jewelry.
Yeah.
And that they're going to sell all that shit. And that was an inside job.
Because you're right. They didn't take
the collection. The second he walked in, he got on his belly. They didn't take the collection. They didn't fuck anything up.
Yeah.
I think that's an inside job. And we're going to find out that they were all in on it together.
It says that he is like very flashy. He's always wearing this very expensive stuff. And he always live streams it. So he could have been targeted.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
Suspecting. This, I have a list of everything that they stole if you want to share this. Sure. Is what they were wearing.
Look at all that stuff.
He has a spinner chain.
Look at that.
A ring, $20,000. $75,000 Cavalier watch is crazy. $75,000 Rolex watch.
He had two watches on.
The wife also. Did.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts. I don't even understand people who spend that much money on jewelry. Who would want to spend that much? Like, I understand
insecure people.
I want to have a nice watch. I want to have a really nice watch. But like, that's also a big part of that is the fact that it appreciates in value.
Right.
And in my mind, like, that's how I was sold on getting a Rolex, right? Yeah. And I don't have one yet. I'm still waiting on one. But okay, go get me a bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup on a spinach wrap. Thank you. I got to eat it after this show. We got to do another show after this. The reason that I was sold on getting a Rolex was because if you have it for 10, 20 years, it's going to go up in value. It's the same thing as putting money in savings. Yeah. It's the same thing as investing into something. I'll give it to my son eventually.
Right.
Or if the shit hits the fan, I have to sell my things and liquidate my assets one day.
You're not going to lose money.
I'm not going to lose. I'm going to make money, right? I don't think that's the same thing with just gold jewelry, right? It's worth its weight in gold, of course. But yeah. I think the artistry of the jewelry and how it's constructed is a big part of why you're paying a lot of money for gold.
Let's face it, Lewis, nobody thought this was a Lutheran church from Germany. We kind of figured out the $1 million, it was going to be a storefront church.
Yeah.
We kind of figured that out when the story started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women like Jewish. Are you a jewelry chick?
Not really. Just simple.
Isn't it the sign of a stupid fucking bitch if she's like, ooh, shiny?
Yeah.
Like, if there's a stupid asshole, like a real dumb fucking asshole.
It's all, it's posturing. Like, oh, look at all the money I have to buy these things.
But I don't think so. I don't think that women are, they like a gold bracelet or a gold necklace or a ring to be like, look at the money I have. I think their simple woman minds go sparkly pretty. Mm.
I think it's also that the value of it and the fact that a man bought it for them, it shows that they have value by that. Like, this man bought me this valuable ring, so I'm a valuable person.
But let's talk to some of the women here, because I don't necessarily know that it's even that, because I think women also like jewelry. Like, if your grandma gives you a fucking pretty necklace, I think it just being a pretty necklace is enough. You'll see women buy like shit fake knockoff jewelry, not to I don't think that they're thinking of status at all. I think their minds literally go, it's pretty and sparkly, and I like the way it makes me look.
It accessorizes the outfit.
Like, I wouldn't wear a fake Rolex, right? Even though nobody else could tell, because in my, like, I'm not doing it to posture so everyone else goes, look at this fucking kind of Rolex. Like, I would feel like a fraud. It would have an adverse effect. The reason I would want to wear a nice watch is because I fucking feel really good wearing it. I'm like, oh shit, dude, it's fucking, it looks good. It compliments me well. If I was wearing a fake one, I wouldn't have the feeling of like, oh shit, dude, I feel like $1 million right now.
Yeah, but here's the difference between men and we buy our own jewelry. Nobody gives us anything. Anytime a girl like wears a diamond ring or a bracelet or a necklace, it's because a man bought it for them.
Wow, dude. Wow, Doug, women can't fucking do their own shit. Look at Natalie freaking out in the booth right now. She's rubbing her clit like she's angry at it.
And somebody's about to whip their diamond encrusted strap on her.
Do you wear jewelry?
I thought I was going to get yelled at.
Yeah.
You do. So yeah, you're sure. That's why do you like jewelry?
Because it looks nice. I spend the bare minimum for it to not be garbage, but I don't, that way it doesn't like fall apart. But I don't really care about spending a lot of money on it.
What about if a dude bought it? Would you wear it a lot more?
If anyone got me something as a gift and I liked how it looked, I would make a point to wear it around them.
Even after you break up, are you still wearing that fucking expensive jewelry?
I don't know. I'd probably get rid of it. Unless I liked it. I don't know. I think it depends.
Yeah. No, I'm not wearing rings, not wearing bracelets.
I have to ask a really stupid question. With priests, or no, is that monks that take a vow of poverty?
Both. It depends on
priests, priests don't take a vow of poverty, do they?
I could have sworn they did.
No, they make a lot of money, dude.
Poverty and
celibacy.
Celibacy,
the big one.
Chan, can you look up and take the vow of poverty?
Some fuck boys.
Please forgive my ignorance on this.
I think it like depends on the division of Christianity.
Yeah, and Catholics, like, Catholics do not take a vow of poverty. They all live in nice fucking houses. They drive nice cars.
Wait, they do? I always thought Catholic priests take a vow of poverty.
I think Episcopalian, I think like those priests can marry and stuff. I'm not sure.
Lutherans can marry and shit and have expensive stuff.
So it says overall, and I guess it's different by sect, but it says sisters, brothers, and many priests take vows of poverty.
Yeah. They do, or says, they have to?
No, it says many of them do. Yeah, and they don't have to, though. They're usually paid about half of what is made by typical secular workers.
What the fuck's a secular worker?
Other people religious that work in the
people that work for the church.
All right.
Yeah.
What the fuck that was?
I think.
Yeah, it's my aunt would go to church every Sunday. She doesn't go anymore, but she did for her whole life. She went to church every Sunday and gave $5 a week her whole life.
Yeah.
Her whole life. And I was like, what are you doing? He's lining the pockets of these fucking people that work in the church. What does the church need money for?
Yeah.
What is that? Her church, St. Peter's Church in Havershire, New York, do they kick up the money to like the fucking Vatican? How does that work? I have no idea.
They don't pay taxes.
Like a fucking, yeah, exactly. They don't pay taxes. And then they keep all that money for the collection and the priest is driving in a new Cadillac. So,
but what do they do with the money?
They spend it on
donations
fucking...
and local parishes are mostly used to fund church operations of all kinds of social services, from disaster relief to helping the family and the next pay a few of their bills after a job loss.
What?
That's a lie. That's
complete bullshit. Yeah.
It's for, they update churches for who brings in the most money.
Yeah.
So like the church I grew up near, they put an elevator in for bingo night.
What? Really?
So that the old people go, because that's who was putting in the money.
And then they can make more money with bingo. Bingo's an operation too, right?
Yeah.
Bingo's a scam.
Yeah.
Right? That's a whole scam, dude. They buy all those fucking tickets. How much are they really paying out of the bingo money that's coming, dude?
Why is it the same people that always win the fucking bingo?
Why am I not running a bingo operation?
Why don't you start a church? Fuck this podcast shit. Just start your own fucking church.
With bingo in the
business. We already got some of the commandments there.
Yeah,
we have one commandment.
That's all you need.
Rule. We have one rule, which is that if you go behind the counter, you're getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Right? We got bingo in the basement.
take a cut out of every single piece those old ladies give you. It'd be great.
I love it. It's all a fucking scam, dude. I don't know what my church, I don't know what church has ever done. Like, what do they, make all that money every single fucking week. What do?
Hide priests.
Yeah, settlements.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Witness protection.
You don't need church, you know.
No.
Yeah. I think if you're a good person, it all works out.
Yeah. You know? When's the last time you went to church?
Oh, God, it was a long... I think, like, oh, well, like, when I was in a church or, like, attended, like, a Sunday service.
Attended a service.
Attended a Sunday service. It was at least, like, fuck, like... I think it was, like, about 30 years ago, and it was my parents were getting a divorce, and my dad thought taking us to church on Sunday would save the family, and it very much did not.
No. It pissed everyone off.
Yeah, it was like, damn, I'm missing all my fucking... I'm missing Ren and Stimpy and shit. Hell yeah. You know?
Recess. Fuck. Yeah.
I'm going to church as a kid. We would go once in a while. It was pretty sporadic. It was kind of random, right? We would go on, like, Easter Sunday, I remember. I made my communion. I did things like that, but it was like... Catholic church is so fucking boring. It is really boring, dude. It's like... I don't remember what they would just drone on and on and on. They would essentially, it was sort of broken down where they would like tell you a story and you're supposed to like,
yeah,
supposed to feel empowered.
It's like supposed to relate to your, what you're going through. Like, oh, the shepherd had to overcome all of this shit.
I bet a good fucking Catholic priest nailed it, right? I bet we had a shit priest, I bet.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because if he was engaging, like if you really think about it, like if the idea was to come in and it was more like self-help, as it related to the Holy Spirit and Jesus, that would be kind of fucking dope, right? But it was just droning on and on and on. But if you could listen to it and sit there and be like, dude, I'm gonna go and fucking make my life better. But it was all like, and then he said unto thee, I am not worthy. God, you are the true king. Jesus, you are his son.
Right.
I am nothing. Like, dude, that's not inspiring. That is the opposite of inspiring. That is saying like, I have no real like, power here. It's just about having faith in this blind thing. That's a crazy way to fucking live your life, dude. If they came out and they were like Tony Robbins and they were just fucking be like, yo, and Jesus did this and you can do this too, like that would have been like, whoa, dude, let's go to fucking church, dude. Let's be inspired. Let's make some cash.
That's only black churches, isn't though.
That, is that how black churches do it, dude?
Yeah, when black guy, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah. But all that hallelujah shit,
it's I'm not
pronounced hallelujah.
I'm just saying it was never inspiring, and I could have used a little bit of inspiration in my life, but it was about being powerless was a big part of Catholicism and a big part of faith was that you're like, you're not shit. Yeah, you have to sort of like, but that's crazy, dude. Like, who wants that? Like, that's a losing fucking battle, dude. If you're inspiring people to fucking be better and tell them that they were fucking, you know, superheroes because they have Jesus juice within them, they would fucking crush it, dude.
Wasn't there that Brazilian fucking priest who convinced women that he had the seed of Christ inside him, and the only way he could take it is through his cock, and the women would
blow drink
him.
It. Yeah.
That would. Nice. That's why you'd be a priest.
I bet Baptists have fucking fun churches where they're holding snakes and everyone's fucking getting like.
Well, pagans. Pagans got to be fucking.
Yeah, you're dancing in the woods.
They're holding
as a pagan.
Snakes.
They're holding snakes, you know?
Yeah, I
went to. I had to go to a mass in fucking Spanish a few weeks ago.
Oh, how was that?
It was so boring.
Oh,
and sad. Oh, it was. Sad? It had no Latin flavor. It was just fucking real fucking sad.
Guantanamera, Joaquin Guantanamera.
Here we go.
There you go.
Give oral in church.
Look at the fucking photo right there.
Get holy milk, dude.
Look
milk,
at that.
Milk the holy cow. Let's go.
From Brazil.
Nice. Mm.
That picture? No, that's hilarious.
Everything rocks.
There's
in Brazil.
No way this is not real because that's too funny of a photo. That's not a real publication. Whatever was just brought up just now was not a real publication, dude.
What was the website?
That was crazy.
Dude, this whole time I thought it was real.
It's a T-Charp, T-E-C-H-A-R-P.
Yeah, Shannon, you're fucking T-Charp.
Run it through scope.
You got T-Charps in between your ears.
I said this whole time that was fake?
It might be real, but that was just a silly article.
I see it coming up on a bunch of other articles.
Yeah.
Guantanamera. All right. What else? Okay. 28-year-old woman does split on stage during graduation. Shannon, what is this?
Ooh.
I just thought it was a fun video. So she said that when she graduated, when she got her bachelor's degree, she did a little dance, but she wasn't happy with it, so she wanted to go a little bit more this time. Here's the video.
Let's see.
Oh boy.
Okay. This bitch.
We going to Taco Bell after this, y'all.
It's the same bitch.
I like it. I like it. All right. Rep Matt Getz says that women protesting abortion don't have to worry about getting pregnant. Why? Play the video, Shannon. Why don't they have to worry about it?
Well.
Have you watched these pro-abortion, pro-murder rallies? The people are just disgusting. Like, why is it that the women with the least likelihood of getting pregnant are the ones most worried about having abortions?
Now wait, this is a Gaffigan
bit. Nobody wants to impregnate you if you look like a thumb.
This is Foxworthy.
These people are odious on the inside and out. They're like 5'2", 350 pounds, and they're like, give me my abortions or I'll get up and march and protest. And I'm thinking, march? You look like you got ankles weaker than the legal reasoning behind Roe versus Wade.
Ah, heck.
Whoa.
What a douche.
He's a real ass dude.
I think he's a real ass dude.
He's got bad ass.
Dude is.
One might feel he's red. He's a real ass dude.
Dude, he roasted the fuck out of those pigs. Hell yeah, dude.
Andrew Dice Clay, alive and well.
I like it, dude.
There's no way that man has not sucked a cock.
Oh, he's for sure closeted that, homo, yeah.
That man has had spittle connecting his mouth to a hard cock.
Yeah. I don't mind. I don't give a shit about the politics at all. I think it's fun. I think it's great that state representatives are roasting fat women in real time. It's pretty fucking dope. So I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Nice.
What was that fucking guy? What does he do?
He's a representative.
He'll be at Skankfest Vegas, dude.
Maybe. I hope so.
That'd be
open
nice.
Invite, Matt Getz.
That'd be sick.
When people asked him, what do you say to people who think those comments are offensive? He said, be offended.
Yes. Whoa. Okay, dude. Him. This guy, can we get him on Legion of Skanks?
God bless him.
This guy rules. Why are we hating on this guy, dude?
I love him.
Hell yeah, dude.
His delivery was just a little off.
Yeah.
He needs to be pacing back and forth.
Here's what happened, dude. The first couple ones got the crowd. They were like, oh, shit, oh. And then he kept going. They were like, dude, this guy's fucking going hard. Which I like, dude. He's digging himself into a hole. They cut the video, dude. He's about to fucking bring it all home.
His closer?
Yeah.
But he's for sure gay, right? Like
100%
gay.
Why are you guys hating on this guy so much?
I'm sorry your fat sister is mean to you, Louis. I really am.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of these fat women and their entitled asses out there.
I'm going to buy ball video games.
All right, look. Let's see. We got to run here in a second. This has been a fun show. It's been a fucking great show. I love having you guys on. You guys are always great.
Thank you, brother.
Always funny, always great.
Love say whatever we want. It's fucking beautiful.
It's a real ass podcast, baby. We keep it real ass at all times. Thank you guys for watching the show. We will check you guys next time here on the Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
Bye.
That's all, folks.